It's not unusual for statements from independent MPs to be ignored by governments of the day, but not Tony Windsor's statements and not this government. Mr Windsor, the independent MP for New England, is critical to Labor, and he's signalled he's got issues with Julia Gillard's mining tax. The government is still struggling to get the numbers it needs to push it through, and Mr Windsor says he won't support the government unless it puts tough new restrictions on the coal seam gas industry. Stephen Jedgetts reports from Parliament House in Canberra.
After months of negotiation and debate, the government's expected to introduce legislation for the Minerals Resource Rent Tax either tomorrow or Thursday. But the independent MP, Tony Windsor, says he'll only support the government if it cracks down on the coal seam gas industry.
This issue has really been brought to a head by the recent activity last week of Santos, the coal seam gas company on the Liverpool Plains, where they've moved to put in place a pilot production well, even in face of a groundwater study that they've part-funded in conjunction with the Commonwealth Government. And I've made it clear to the government that this sort of nonsense from some of these companies has gone on long enough.
Mr Windsor wants the government to set up a multi-million-dollar fund to pay for environmental assessments of coal seam gas and other mining proposals in regional areas. He says that would establish an independent scientific process which would help governments decide whether or not to grant approval to new mines or coal seam gas projects.
It'd look at all the spatial landscape issues from landform, soil productive activity, vegetation management, threatened species, other environmental issues including groundwater and surface water, and how the cumulative effects of some of these industries would impact further downstream on others who are nowhere near the mining or gas activity. So it's an appropriate scientific overview.
The government's also scrambling to secure support for the tax from the other independent MPs on the crossbench. The member for Lyon, Rob Oakeshott, has raised concerns about its structure, while the member for Denison, Andrew Wilkie, is demanding changes to make the tax more favourable to smaller miners. The Greens are more optimistic about the fate of their bill to remove the power of federal ministers to veto territory laws, which is due to be debated in the lower house today. Mr Windsor is on side, and the Greens are confident they'll also be able to get support from Mr Wilkie and Mr Oakeshott. The Greens MP Adam Bandt says if the bill does pass, then the government will only be able to overturn territory laws if it gets the support of both Houses of Parliament.
I'm confident that we'll see the bill pass through the House of Representatives, and that will be the first Greens bill to pass both Houses of Parliament and become law, and I think it's a really significant day. What that means is that it's no longer the case that a minister can step in with a stroke of a pen and dismiss territory laws, as we've seen in many instances before, and it goes a long way towards giving greater rights for democracy and self-government to the members of the territories.
The Greens MP Adam Bandt, ending that report by Stephen Jedgetts.